program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Tonight on Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, our quest to leave increasingly large piles of tish on this holiday reaches its natural climax, in which we all but ignore the pink holiday and delve into our own religion with a reading from the new Subgenius Cyclopedia of Slack, the Bobliographon. Hear what you already know, expressed in slightly different ways. Let Bob wrap your mind in his warm cocoon of Slack, so that this hour you may spend floating free in the man womb of Dobbs, until you are splooted out his mangina into the fierce and freezing cosmos. But before that, Lewis Black, non-subgenius comedian, proving that the essence of Bob is around us, whether we know it or not.
So you think everything's okay, open the door and shh, it's flying by. Dogs and cats, appliances, my friends. And you know what they call that hurricane? Bob. I don't know a lot. I know this, Bob is not a hurricane. Bob is an insurance salesman from Topeka, Kansas. You meet Bob when you're stuck in an airport cocktail lounge for 2 hours, and you're stuck next to Bob, and Bob starts talking about his wife and kids, and he buys you some drinks, and he shows you pictures of the family, and you start to think, hey, Bob's not a bad guy. And then Bob tries to sell you insurance. You have to go, fuck you, Bob. That is a Bob.
Chapter 1, Intro Induction. Are you serving two or more masters? Is your job hammering a 10-foot stake through your 9-inch life? Is your checking account a disease? Are you sick to death of the herds of turds and tards flocking the freeways to Mudville and back daily like mad cow workers with 100th lemming syndrome? Do all the blithering bipeds around you seem like a bunch of flipperty-gibberish yobers, yuck-yoked in sameness? Do you sometimes think you got the right hemisphere but the wrong planet? Do you crawl out of bed in the morning, look around at your grotty environment, hear the bleep box blaring news with absolute madness on all fronts, a whole planet of insane monkeys careening into chaos, and all you can think about is how far in debt your $10 billion college degree has gotten you? Do you then look in the mirror at your swiftly aging face and think to yourself, well, so much for book smart? Are you a dysfunctional, emotional wreck who barely makes it from one day to the next, yet nevertheless finds brief moments of such perfect clarity that you are motivated to keep going just in case things get better? Still gropping your only groove go on old forgotten logo bands after all these years? Are you lately feeling only about 3 daycare attendants short of an Oklahoma City Murrah-Phedra building bombing? Feeling, in short, like everything in the entire world is totally and irrevocably screwed up beyond any possibility of repair? But then, after a while, you probably shake it off, regain a little perspective on things, and realize sensibly, no, things can't possibly be that screwed up, really. It's just me. I must have a bad attitude. Have we got news for you? Everything really is that screwed up. It's just that we all adjust to it continually. Snap out of it. There really are billions of tormented souls burning in hell, and you're one of them. This is, in point of fact, an actual conspiracy against you. You personally. You as an individual. It is a conspiracy of normal people, robbing away the slack of all abnormal people. And abnormal means you. It's not one of those clever, cool conspiracies like the Kennedy assassination or the UFO crashers, if only. It's much bigger and more dangerous than all of those little world-buggering conspiracies put together, and it is what allows them and pays them to exist. Yet, it is not even aware of itself as a conspiracy. But because of this, it's much bigger than gods and demons or conservatives and liberals or even mom and dad. And it's way dumber than all of them put together or taken apart. It is so ancient, so ingrained, so all-encompassing that the multiple tentacle peni that it has firmly lodged in your poor brain pan have got you thinking that it's perfectly natural to have to work for a living. And so you are buggered from within, from birth. A quote. There is no such thing as politics. The real issues are genetic and subatomic. The real wars are happening on a microcellular level. Biology, neurocosmology, and circuitry are everywhere. First Terrorist Church of Shiva, scientist. What time is it? It's the end times. Gee, where have you heard that one before? But let's face it, the world as we know it, Western and Eastern civilization both, have been pinking out on borrowed time and money. Not only that, but we've been doing it on a borrowed planet. Currently, you probably have either a little bit of extra time but no money, or a little extra money but no time. Soon, you won't have any of either. There was a warranty taken out on this one, and that warranty is about to run out. But there is an extended service policy. J.R. Bob Dobbs and his Church of the Subgenius. Humans refuse to face facts because 90% of them believe there is an invisible monster up in the sky that will take care of everything if they just whimper and beg enough. And because they believe that, there really is one. But now, thanks to Bob, there is a you that can fight back. You can turn the tables. You can join the Church of the Subgenius and declare war on God. Hey, it was his idea. Bob did not start out as a prophet. In the beginning, he was but a humble salesman. A humble, greatest salesman who ever lived or lied, that is. The very saint of sales. With his divine gifts, he was able to sell ice to Eskimos, hypocrisy to the religious, even sell hate to subgeniuses. In 1953, Bob founded the world's first do-it-yourself disorganized religion for non-joiners, sinners, mutants, misfits, disbelievers, and especially those who will believe anything. He built his church not on a rock of ancient faith, but on a stinking, oily beach of pure grade A bull tish. Finally, a religion that doesn't bull tish you about how full of bull tish it is, making it, ironically enough, the one true and honest religion. The Church of the Subgenius is the answer that didn't wait around for a question. And this man, Bob, is the world's first in a theoretically endless parade of disposable, short-duration personal saviors. You will be one too. Bob isn't the kind of savior who will die for your sins, however, because he doesn't care about your sins. He's not interested in what you did. No, not even that. He comes not to forgive, but to justify your sins, to rationalize your sins. He brings not forgiveness, but something far more precious, an excuse, a divine, all-encompassing excuse so powerful that, from this moment on, because it has been told to you by an ordained subgenius minister, you may now do anything you want. Bob disclaims responsibility for all consequences, and so do we. Bob is first and foremost a salesman. What is his product? Slack! What is slack? Alone among an infinite number of other things, it is something for nothing. Think about it. Sure, money is great. Loads of fun. It buys you things. But you know from TV, radio, and hangovers that fast cars, fine liquors, and power over others will eventually ring hollow. Unless you also have slack, those things will only make you miserable. Ask Elvis, Marilyn, Jimmy, Kurt. Ask Howard Hughes. Merely look at Bill Gates. Without slack, everything else is meaningless, a sham, a mockery. You might as well donate all your worldly goods to the church right now and free yourself from that bondage of false slack. A quote, slack is the end result of all quests of a carnal or spiritual nature. Philo's History. This means that carnality and spirituality eventually come full circle and meet together at the top and bottom at slack. Bob teaches a doctrine of pure, unadulterated, limitless slack. No need to walk the ring of carnality or spirituality. Jump straight down the hole. Too much is always better than not enough is one of Bob's most famous slogans. Don't just eat that hamburger, eat the hell out of it, is another that speaks, even devours, volumes. Saved subgeniuses probably already know these mottos from the book of the subgenius, television, or fever dreams. But are they living them? The example of Bob's fantastic life teaches us that to gain slack, one must surf the luck plane, the cosmic sea of all past and future, which false cults call the Akashic Records, but which Bob knows as the score. You must, as Bob admonished, pull the wool over your own eyes, and thus relax in the safety of your own delusions. The very fact that you are listening to these words now indicates that you are well down the path to enlightenment. You will go down Bob's pipe, one way or another. Bob is possessed of superpowers, but not of superintelligence as the conspiracy knows it. He is a sub-genius. Indeed, he could be, for all it matters, utterly mindless. But he has slack. He has perfect slack. Perfect luck. Everything that he wants to happen just happens to be what's going to happen anyway. As Bob bespoke, I'd rather be lucky than good any day. What good do brains do you today? In dating, in commerce, in society, smarts are generally a hindrance. If you want to succeed in the corporate world of tomorrow, you cannot let the others know what is happening inside your head. Dobbs addressed this, act like a dumb tish, and they'll treat you like an equal. The conspiracy made sure that intelligence was defined back asswards from the very beginning. For a subgenius, it's not what they, in their prisons of academia, call IQ that counts, but sense, common sense, sense of humor and dollars and cents. We say 4Q to IQ. A few of the misguided rival cultists, such as the Christians, call the lust for money the root of all evil. We, on the other hand, root for this particular kind of evil. Our proud quest is for money as well as slack. Bob, already the richest man in the world, wants all of his followers to become as rich as he is, as impossible as that may seem. For Bob's planetary goal is the complete and utter destruction of the very concept of money. And to achieve that goal, it's going to take money. A lot of money. J.R. Bob Dobbs is no commie. He doesn't want everyone equally poor. Nay, he wants everyone equally rich, but without working. Say yes to Dobbs and no to Jobs. Stop all crime in your mind. Be insanely hyperactive, sitting on your ass. This descended master, the slack master, keeps you alert when you're on the go. With Bob in your life, you cannot help but win the battles against job fatigue, sexual repression, baldness, even the others themselves. Yet, all these material gains are as naught compared to the spiritual rewards awaiting the subgenius who inactively pursues slack consciousness. You won't believe the powers granted you by the great leniency of Dobbs. Perform any sin without needing forgiveness. Your ancestors' crimes will be pardoned, and they'll be transferred from punishment in hell to rewards in heaven. Thousands of ancestors cleared and acquitted. Throw your glasses away. Keep dry the emasculine way. The secret of the cacti revealed. No rip-offs. No come-ons. No deceptive claims. Not a con game, franchise investment scheme, or pyramid gimmick. Free 5-year warranty. Don't let the fact that Bob is a white man fool you. This powerful root man will make you lucky in all things. Bingo, horses, cards, lottery, numbers, love, etc. He will remove the evil eye, the bad luck, the hoodoo, and the hardened jinx condition in you. This is the chance to bend reality to your rules. A quote, "Fretting is the only sin," Saint Ken Kesey. Worry not, one wheat nor twiddle. Stop fretting about every little whim and wigger, every trivial ninny-picking hook and winker. Bob is on it 23/7. I am, Bob is, we are. Still unconvinced? Join up and you will see an actual miraculous decapitated human head of a World Cup sports figure bleed for you. Some call it a miracle. Some call it a fake. You decide. Your money back if it isn't the most amazing and disgusting thing you have ever seen. Behold the horror. Behold the truth. Oracle or madman? Some say Bob is a joke. If, when they look at the Dobbs head, all they see is an old joke, then that is surely all we would want them to see. But if Bob's a joke, what do you call the evening news? What do you call plain, ordinary reality? As bizarre as this may seem at first compared to those things, the Church of the Subgenius is as real as it gets. We're already living in a world that's like a bad sci-fi movie, and the special effects are about to get much worse and even cheesier for most people. That's fine with us. One distinguishing aspect of the subgenius is a kind of slack-giving, slack-generating hate. It may, in some cases, be a cool, gentle hate, but it is always there. It is our humble hate for all the others. The Olsaz! The Pink Boys and their false prophets, the sheep in wolves' clothing, the wolves in bacteria's clothing, the Barbies and Kens, the Cage Dwellers, the Mediocritans, the Somnambulacs, the normal, ordinary, garden variety human beings who make up most of the world, and of course, needless to say, rival religious nuts. It's your standard religious us versus them, only this time, we're us. We are engaged in the last-ditch battle for the mind itself, a final stand against creeping normality. You want faith-based values? We'll make up Tish and sell it to your children all day. But there is hope, for there is a prophecy. Bob, in his divine immaculation of 1953, in the transcript of the prehistoric alien monster space god Jehovah One, was shown a terrible future for the humans, and a blessed one for the subgenii. On July 5th of the real 1998, still on its way, at 7 a.m., the chosen ones, the high unpredictables of the subgenius church under the last Bob, will be rewarded in a great rupture. X-Day, Ragnarok, the Eschaton, Judgment Day, the prophesied last call, strange signs will appear in the heavens. On that foretold day, X-Day, the men from Planet X, or so-called Xists, will suddenly appear among us with their mighty saucers and dreadful robo-beasts, and we faithful shall be raptured up in power and glory to take our rightful thrones aboard the fabulous escape vessels of the sex goddesses. There, we shall be transfigured into ubermen and uberwomen, superior mutants who will lead a new race, the Master Race, because it comes in all colors, to the promised land of Dimension X, the pleasure dimension of Eternal Slack, and Cytorspasmic Ooze Squirt. But before fleeing this doomed planet, which the aliens call Earth Farm 1, we will have bestowed upon us the privilege of carrying out Bob's wrath upon a sick and pink world. For Bob hath said, "Do unto them as they have done unto you." Bob didn't actually say this, but it fits. At the control of your own custom spaceship / mini planet, you, as a dues-paying, saved subgenius, will get to decide exactly what revenge you would like to inflict upon every single jerk who ever irritated you in the slightest. And the omniscient alien supercomputer, Mwaum, will help you remember each and every offense, no matter how seemingly trivial, using its supernatural records of all time and space. For, in your new Exist-enhanced consciousness, you will have the password to the score itself. You will live forever, if you want to, and you'll have the ticket to the eternal party in subgenius Helle when you finally decide to die, or when another subgenius kills you again. A joke? Yes, the Church of the Subgenius could be a joke. It could be the greatest joke ever told if Earth can make it to the punchline. We will fight them. We will fight them in the supermarket lines. We will fight them in our glands. We will fight them in the internet chat rooms, and we will not stop fighting until every music company executive, every fast food franchise manager, every rude clerk, every bully cop, every glorp who rejected your mutant love, and every single politician is left staring into his own right eyeball until a subgenius yanks out the left one, too. A bit harsh, you think? Well, they say you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, and for the omelet that Bob's making, we are going to need one hell of a lot of scrambled brains on drugs. And you too can be part of this last-minute effort at changing all Earth history retroactively. We're not looking for theater critics and comedy club pink boys. We're dredging the deeps for the down-home for real people. The gamblers, gamers, players, whores, hustlers, bulldaggers, creeps, morphodites, freakazoids, monsters, millionaires, and other lives of the party. For the subgenius is the one person in every crowd, usually out on the fringe, who intuitively groks the bulldada and stupidism, the cosmic truth disguised as cheap trash in this thinks-it's-so-modern, cuff-a-day world. Do you have what it takes? Then Bob will take it. Will you be ready? Are you prepared to kill your neighbor? Kill the other subgeniuses, kill yourself, and then kill Bob to free yourself from his unholy grip on your very mind? The influential purchasing power of 273,000 homes is reached through this one faith. Why not have the best? In direct competition with the world, it is the subgeniuses, the highest grade and purest made, on sale at clubs, hotels, cafes, and by leading purveyors. We will, on the receipt of $1, send, charges prepaid to any address, our family case of medicated pamphlet number 1, containing 1 year's supply for the average family, the finest ever made. Many of the most successful people made their first start in the bosom of the Church of the Subgenius and added other religions as their business warranted. But only one religion kills one out of every 3 believers. So put your frop where your mouth is and become an ordained minister in Bob. Less than 365 days remain before X Day. Bob won't tell you what to do. You must decide what to do. Bob will only tell you how to think, and you will pay to know what you really think. You can indeed learn to think for yourself, but only Bob can show you how. Bob sold it, we smoked it. That settles it. How to use this book. The Subgenius Cyclopedia Project has the goal of translating the Word of Bob into a new form that can reach those unsaved who were previously denied the opportunity to discover the Book of the Subgenius, Revelation X, the Bob Apocryphon, and even the best-selling Three-Fisted Tales of Bob. This book, too, may at first seem perplexing. On the surface, like its predecessors, it may initially appear to make as little sense as, say, the Bible. But remember, a certain amount of Subgenius flim-flam and froppery is just a smokescreen to keep out the riffraff, a guarantee that will attract only those with special gifts of discernment. Indeed, the fact that you are hearing these words right now proves that we have succeeded. Just as you are spurred by your differentness and mysterious forces, these words must be here to lead you to enlightenment like a pig to slaughter. We can't always tell if you're one of us. Your dollars are all the same color, but the demons sure can tell. You see, there are really two churches. There's the public church for the fans, bobbies, and other human suckers. And then there's the true church, which has always existed, albeit by a thousand different names, and which is composed of those rare doctors, apostles for Bob, and fishers of wallets, who truly know slack. Ironically, most true subs have never even heard of the Church of the Subgenius and are still latent. So you must ask yourself, do you have slack? Do you? How would you know? What is the church, really? That is very much in the eye of the beholder. This religion is the ultimate Rorschach test. Some look at it and see the devil. Some see a mere cult. Others, a snake oil ripoff. Some see screwed up hippies. Others, true wisdom. Some see the carefully hidden word of the Lord or the aliens. Many see the Three Stooges. Some look at the Church of the Subgenius and see a profane mockery that trivializes profound issues, a distraction from serious enlightenment. Ever had someone shoot you a peace sign in anger? Others look at the Church of the Subgenius and see people laughing themselves to tears with milk or other beverages spurting from their nose as they lose it in uncontrollable slack. Sometimes, one must say that which must not be said in order to say what must be said, one might say. But, just because a statement is correct, that doesn't mean it's a smart thing to say. That having been said, a quote, "Even the devil needs someone to play devil's advocate sometimes, and Bob is the devil's advocate, and I advocate Bob." Uncle Onan Kenobite, Tape 272. If you're an old subgenius and come across lines in this reading that you've heard before, forgive us. Cut us some slack. We're even older subgeniuses. Furthermore, the Word of Bob, like the Bible, is already complete in and of itself. No one may add to it. One can only hope to buttress it. Nothing can change the facts, the cold, hard, solid facts of slack, the conspiracy, and Bob. But we can forever look for better ways to say it. The time of this reading is con year 2006. Actual year? Oh. Though the accents, music, and special effects in this book may seem stilted and dated by the time it gets to some readers of the far future, the subject matter itself is timeless. For it is no less than the encapsulated slack knowledge of J.R. Bob Dobbs. You are about to learn secrets once revealed only to faithful students in vast quantities of rigorous cosmic lore, but this time, without the boring recitations, priestly mumbo-jumbo, and hocus-pocus, yes, you are about to enter the Akashic Records and play them at 78 RPM. Whatever you do, just don't lift up that trap door and chant Yog-Sothoth three times. So much for smart books. Welcome to the new subgenius book. Disclaimer. In order to be equally demeaning to both males and females, the generic subgenius or human is referred to as it. We have found this a graceful, even elegant solution to the problem of built-in linguistic sexism. Also, it promotes the exist I view. As for the cussing, some say it's uncalled for, some say it's backwards. Well, maybe they're happy having their any eye wound up tighter than a 10-day watch, but we'd just as soon go ahead and cuss away the anti-slack, thank ye. Don't worry, it's not like secondhand smoke. You won't get a disease from cuss words. We know you don't like them, but if they weren't taboo for somebody, they wouldn't do us any good. You'd better be damn glad we use them, or you nice people would all have been shotgun murdered in your driveways by now, and you know it. Oh, sure. We could be more creative about it, we suppose. Find flowery vituperatives instead of the same old crude Saxonisms over and over again. But those fancy words aren't real curses. They don't really slant anyone's luck plane against them like the low, nasty ones do. Be not afraid. You have no choice. Bob is coming. It is useless to resist.
Spaceship,
in his spaceship,
no more news, say goodbye. See my brother, no more clothes,
in his spaceship,
no more clothes. terrible punishment if we didn't do like he wanted to do. And this turned out not to be true at all. It turned out to be like an enormous diarrhea of bullish, because obviously what we're here for, and we know we're here for that, is that we're here to go. There's no other future for it. We're not here to stay.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
You have heard Lewis Black talking about his passing meeting with Bob. Then, a reading from the Subgenius Cyclopedia of Slack, the Bobliographon. New revelations from J.R. Bob Dobbs. Available now. With background music by the evil clown Hell Pope Huey. His music is online at beat-factory.net/hellpope. After that, you heard Jan Turkenberg and his pupils of the Geert Groot School performing In My Spaceship. ESO did Earth, We Must Get Off. Nenslow performed the greatest Subgenius song ever, Take Me Off to Space. Then we heard a few words from Brian Geisen talking about how we are here to go, and then Devo performing Here to Go. In 2 weeks, Chapter 2 of the Subgenius Cyclopedia of Slack, the Bobliographon, New Revelations from J.R. Bob Dobbs. We're gonna see just how long we can keep this up. And we're gonna Dobbs these holidays away. As a matter of fact, the closest to Christmas we're going to get is to play the song that is perhaps the only Subgenius Christmas Carol by Negative Land. And then Dokaka. Yes, he's all rich and famous now, but he's still Dokaka, performing So You Say.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, The loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good.
Can you hear that?
Give up.
Can you hear that?
Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up.
Shop as usual. And avoid panic buying. touch
Let's Appreciate the hour of slack, the auditory hemorrhage of the Church of the Subgenius.
Yay!
J.R. Bob Dobbs has squirted his knowledge at amoebas, oozed it to the insects, and screeched it to our Yeti ancestors. But only now can simian minds fully process the message of Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius. Every week, Sacred Scribe Reverend Ivan Stang presents another batch of High Dobbsian Bulldata, the Hour of Slack, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.